Well, we're definitely in the need of some positive news. So here you go. This year has been the most successful breeding season for barn owls in 15 years. Less than 20 years ago, there were only about 300 breeding pairs, mainly in the traditional grounds in Munster. This year, there are at least 1,000 pairs and they're spreading to Leinster and Connacht. Joining me on the line from Galway is Dr. John Lusby from Birdwatch Ireland. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Ella. How are you?
These are farmland birds. Why has it been such a successful season?
Yeah, indeed. Barn owl, I suppose, just as the name applies, a bird of lowland farmland. It's been, I think, a few factors. It's been a really good breeding season. As you said, the best on record since we have started monitoring barn owls. I think, one, the weather has given them a helping hand. You know, the weather was quite, dry, warm during the main core of the breeding season in May and June. And I think that definitely helped them. But I think we've seen, which is fantastic, an increasing trend, with barn owl breeding success and also numbers over recent years. So before this, the best breeding season we had on record is 2020, and now this definitely seems to be surpassing that. Now it still is coming to the tail end of the breeding season, so we're not quite done yet, but it definitely is shaping up to be a really good one, which is fantastic to see.
I mean, I remember back in 2007. I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, but I think there was just a couple of nest boxes around the place, wasn't it, back then? Now there's about 300 of them.
Absolutely, yeah. And I remember meeting you back then, and it was a much bleaker outlook. And I remember, it was quite a depressing picture looking at the barn owl status at that stage, because the population had been in ongoing decline. Obviously, they're what we call a red listed bird of conservation concern, which means that they're a species that have suffered quite significant population declines. And at that stage, that those declines were continuing. The population was very, very thin on the ground. Its numbers were still reasonably good down in the southwest, down in Munster, counties Cork and Kerry, Limerick, Tipperary in particular, but in other parts of the country, barn owls have become incredibly rare. Since then, it's been a slow process, but since then things have started to change, and really in the last 5 years or so, we've seen, barn owl population recover in many parts of the country and even return to places that they have been absent from several decades, really.
Since the early 70s. I mean, it's not just about putting up a box, though, is it? I mean, if you have a farm, there's other things you have to do. You have to think like a barn owl. Actually, sort of think like a shrew or a vole, because that's what they eat.
Absolutely, yeah. So, providing a nest box is one measure, and it is important and can have a lot of, benefits for barn owls. But obviously, from a barn owl's perspective, they obviously need, safe places to nest, but they also need, places to hunt, to find prey, to feed themselves, to feed the chicks. So it really is about, providing that, suitable foraging habitat for barn owls. And when it comes to barn owls, what they're looking for is small mammals. So as you said, the likes of, the shrews, the voles, the mice, and, creating suitable conditions for those obviously benefits barn owls, but a huge range of other wildlife as well.
And the rats, don't forget the rats. But John, stay with us. I'm just going to play a bit of tape here, because a farmer who is very, very, very focused on attracting barn owls to her farm, but it has yet to happen, is Kalinda Healy. And together with her husband, Darren, they have an intensive dairy farm in Redcross in Wicklow with 300 cows. Last Sunday, I went down during milking to meet them and to hear a bit more about why she wants barn owls on her farm.
So we're milking the cows here on Sunday morning. We start at 6 o'clock. We would like to have everything finished up by 9, particularly on a Sunday morning, because we have GAA matches for the kids to get to. It's 9 o'clock again. We get in the door to sit down and have a cup of coffee or a big tea. We roofed our outdoor cubicles about February time, yeah. And I had purchased another barn owl box. We have two others already up.
And what did your builder think?
He looked at me at first, but when I explained to him about the barn owls and how well other counties were doing, the benefits to farmers and to everyone, he totally got on board. He was really into it and brought it home. I said, made this wonderful metal frame and welded it up in place. So it's really secure up there.
And so you put a roof on the cubicles here, and
yeah.
then the box went up.
Yeah, the box
went up. Were you on for that?
Oh, yeah. I do as I'm told.
How many boxes are you going to put up in total?
We've two down the fields, I think. We've one in the yard here, on the main yard. And we have a yard over the other side of the farm. We have one to put up there as soon as we get time.
And so we've another one up in an old outbuilding.
God, you're keen.
I am keen. Just need the barn. But I'm very hopeful. I believe there have been 4 nest sites found in Wicklow this year. And that's just 4 that we know of. What are we doing to support wildlife in our area? We've planted a lot of trees. It's about managing your hedgeways, letting them wild up a bit, having areas that are undisturbed, that rodents and prey can live in, not putting rat bait down. I mean, that's a big thing. That's a big change for farmers. You know, you see a rat or two around the place and you automatically jump in with rat bait.
And you're not putting it down because obviously it'll poison the barn owls.
Well, you don't do that intentionally, yeah, but unfortunately they can suffer from secondary poisoning. So they're going to pick up mice and rats and voles that have already eaten the rat bait. And that is a big problem for a lot of birds of prey.
So we're standing in front of your
cubicles.
And God, that's a very swish box now.
It is. We didn't make that.
What's it made of? What would?
Marine ply, isn't it?
Marine ply, yeah.
Yeah, it's marine ply. And you can see the great stand that our builder made for us. So that's not going to budge.
It's an amazing home for free that is ready to be occupied. Yes. And then we look back the other way on the amazing view.
So you'd hope that if you were a barn owl and you woke up at night because they're nocturnal and you looked out, that you would see all these fields and you'd think, yay.
We're in Wicklow Red Cross, overlooking a farmyard situated sort of on the side of a small valley overlooking it. There's 40 acres of oak wood. It's been there for as long as I remember. Anyhow, it's there 40, 50 years or more. As far as you can see, there's trees everywhere. There's a huge amount of ditches and dikes and hedgerows everywhere. So it is perfect hunting ground for them.
When I was younger, and we were talking 35 years ago, I grew up about 3 miles from here. There was barn owls around our home when I was younger, and I took it for granted. And then it was only really, I suppose, the last 15 years, I started thinking about barn owls, thinking, well, I haven't seen any. And that's when I started getting interested in barn owls and liaising with Birdwatch Ireland. I suppose also as farmers, I mean, we're lucky. We don't just have a back garden. That's obviously a privilege, and that means that we can do so much more.
I couldn't believe the amount of vermin that the owls were taking until Clinda started watching on YouTube barn owl box. They're taking in 15, 20 prey every night.
So down in Cork, at Birdwatch Ireland, have a nest cam set up on a barn owl box, and I have followed it since before the first egg was laid. Every night. I mean, at the time we were calving, so I was waking during the night to check the cows.
She was waking up to check the owls, and it just happened she checked the cows while she was awake. I think it just has a vice versa.
You could see on that video that they were taking so many rats.
Absolutely, there was people keeping count every night, and there were several nights that there was 20 prey brought into that nest, and that's separate to what the parents were eating themselves. So you can see that if you have barn owls living in your area, that they are going to manage your rodent population. As you can see from we have roadways through the farm because our cows are dairy cows and they need to be able to walk on nice clean roadways to get from one paddock to the next.
So we're walking through one of your fields to an area that you've actually decided to section off just for wildlife, is that right?
Yes, you can see along the hedgerow there's a little stream, and we just took the corner off the field. It could all be very boring if you don't do something different. A lot of the wildlife you're not going to see, and we try not to disturb anything too much. So there's a crab apple tree here, which you can see the little crab apples on it, and that obviously planted itself there years ago. I suppose the fruit that fall from that, the mammals that are living in the area will eat. the stream here, and it's quite overgrown at the moment, but there's frog spawn in that stream every year, and it's lovely to see when you come out. We measure grass, so you come out and you're walking around and you always have a little peep in to see. Obviously the grass is grown now and we can't see down, but they will be all little frogs at this stage.
Would the owls eat the frogs?
I believe they will. It's probably not a smaller part of their diet, but they have been known to, and they have been seen bringing frogs into nests.
You fence there out from the hedgerows, so you can see the fences are about 2 metres, three metres?
Yes, they're kept out from the hedgerows, and that's another thing that farmers can do to support owls and other birds of prey, because that gives a nice margin for rodents and other prey to live and be undisturbed.
And how, in general, is farming going? I mean, this is a bigger point away from owls, but it's such a period of change at the moment in dairy farming in many ways because of the pressures. How are you feeling about the future?
Oh, very unsure. It's just the easiest way. And we had scope to expand, and we expanded, put a huge investment into infrastructure on the farm. We've done everything we're told by the government. We do not know going forward the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years what future. If you had asked me a question 5 years ago, I said there's a great scope for my 3 daughters, any one of them wanted to start farming it. Now, I probably wouldn't advise them to. There's just too much uncertainty. It's uncertain.
So the barn owls are a nice distraction from all of
that? They are. I mean, you can't get caught up in all that, and we don't get caught up in all that. And it is hard work, but the barn owls and the other things that we're interested in keep us motivated on the farm. And as I said, we're privileged to have this land and to be able to do what we can do for barn owls. And I think for our children, like my children have never seen a barn owl, you know, and it would be lovely to think that they, in the future, that they would be able to witness barn owls out hunting in the evening.
How are you going to feel when the barn owls come here? Because undoubtedly they will come. You've got everything in place.
I think they will come. I think I'm just going to be so happy. You know, and I stop when I'm coming home from collecting the girls off, and I turn off the car and I put down the window and I listen to see if I can hear. And I don't, but I know someday I will.
Kalinda and Darren Healy in Red Cross in Wicklow there. Dr. John Lusby, Birdwatch Ireland. Just briefly, John, they're near the M11 motorway. I know for any farmer listening who wants to put up a box, and now isn't a bad time because the young chicks are fledging and they're looking for new places to live. But you're very concerned that farmers don't put it near a roadway, aren't you? Well, a motorway, I should say.
Exactly, yeah. And firstly, just say that that's absolutely amazing. So from Clint and Darren, and fingers crossed that birds move in, they'll be amazingly well looked after there if they do. So amazing work by them. Yeah, but so the nest boxes, just as Clint was saying, like, it's a fairly straightforward measure, but there are certain criteria that you need to make sure you're getting it right in terms of where you're positioning the box and how to place the box. And that, just as you said, that's one of the things to avoid is placing it too close to a major road, so a motorway, dual carriageway, and we recommend at least 500 metres away from major roads, just because barn owls are quite susceptible to being killed on roads, and major roads can be a problem for them. And then, you know, apart from that, there are some, you know, we have this very specific design plans of the nest boxes to make sure that the nest sites themselves, the nest boxes, are suitable.
They are suitable. And I know you've got up on Birdwatch Ireland website, you've got plans that farmers can download there. I just want to introduce two farmers, because you mentioned there, John, that the stronghold is down in Cork and Kerry, but they're moving up westward and they're moving into the Midlands as well. Barry O'Shea, dry stock farmer in Ball in Mayo. Good morning.
Good morning, Ella.
And we also have David Walsh in Laois, tillage farmer. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Ella. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Barry, just starting with you. You heard the screech of the barn owl on your farm this February for the first time ever. Is that right?
I did, yeah. One dark evening there, I was out the back of the house and I heard the barn owl. But back in the beginning of 2020, just before COVID, that's when I put my barn owl box up. That's 2 years ago. And this was the first time that I actually heard the barn owl in the area. Now, I had seen the odd barn owl over the years at night time, you know, in the lights of the car, but this is the first year I actually had a breeding pair of barn owls.
And why did you decide to put a box up back in 2020?
Well, it was always interested in nature, and the barn owl was one bird really that's caught my eye, the beauty of it and everything, you know. And when I was watching a program, I think with the Earth Ground back early 2020, and he did it from Uttarar there, about barn owl boxes and bees with Dave Gagan there. And I contacted Dave, and it's through Dave I got the barn owl box, and we put it up there with some friends of mine, and waited and waited until this year.
Waited. And you heard that yeah. sound, didn't you?
That's
that's
sweet.
What...
Yeah.
You just describe that sound.
It's a real croaky screech. I think you might have played it earlier there. But it's a really croaky screech. It's totally different to... It's not to any bird. They don't sing, you know what I mean? But it's a real screech.
Mm.
I think my family thought I was going to be cracked, really, when I told them, with the excitement and everything. I came in and told them. I had them outside listening, and, you know, so...
And
I was delighted. I was over the moon when I realised then that they were breeding, you know?
I bet you were. And going to David in Leash there, David... You, we're going to play the sound that you heard. You put your box up 3 years ago. This is the sound you heard, which it's a kind of snoring sound. But that attracted you. I mean, that's the sound of the chicks. They're basically saying they're hungry, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, and it's a great sound to hear, because when you hear that, and actually you can hear the little feet clumping around in the wooden box as well, so it's a fantastic sound, because then you know that you actually have chicks up in the box. So, you know, you've gone to all the effort of, and actually, to be fair, it's Barry and Shane and Leash Barn Owl Project have gone to all the effort of putting the box up and monitoring and helping us look after it. But you know you have chicks there, which is fantastic, because I remember one time when I was quite young seeing a barn owl flying around the farm and being so excited that we had this barn owl around. And really, that was probably, well, at this stage, that's 30 years ago. And it's just great to have them back again. And as you say, hear the screech at night when you hear the adults flying around, and then to hear that hiss that you know you have young ones.
And we know that rodenticide, which is used to kill rats and mice, problem is if barn owls eat those poisoned rats and mice, they can die, they can be weakened. Have you stopped using rodenticide, or how has it changed?
Yeah, we have, absolutely. I mean, as soon as we put the barn owl box up, we stopped completely, because that's the absolute danger, that they go through the food chain. So the rodenticide goes into the rat or the mouse, and then the barn owl picks that up, and that will possibly kill the owl as well. So we didn't want to do that. And I have to say, I mean, we have far fewer rodents around now than we did when we were baiting. And I think, you know, we're doing a much better job of keeping them under control by just having the natural predation there rather than the baiting.
Yeah, I think during the breeding season, they catch something like 28 rats, mice and voles every night. So it's certainly a very effective way of managing them. Barry, just going back to you and Mayo. Your story doesn't end so well, unfortunately. Tell us what happened to the chicks.
No, well, after a while anyway, I spotted when the barn owl leaving the box, and I got my ladder out and up and took a quick picture and sent it to John. And told him I had chicks in the box. So John said I'd be out in about 4 weeks. We'd put rings on their legs and that. And surely John rang me. He said we'll call out, and they did call one Monday evening. We went down, put the ladder up, and four chicks were dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you think happened, John? Are you still there, John?
It was huge disappointment, really, after all the excitement previously and everything, to find that they were dead. You know.
Do you have any idea, I mean, ask you, Barry, do you have any idea what happened?
Well, first of all, I thought they were poisoned, but John is the expert, and he checked them out, and he said that they starved. So he thinks maybe one of the adults, something happened to one of the adults, and they didn't continue on feeding them. There was there was no meat, no flesh on them, you know, so John would know more. He'd be the expert on that end of it, you know. But I said it was hugely disappointing after waiting the 3 years and everything, and next thing to realise that they were dead. But they do come back, John has assured me, they do come back, so I'm
keep
looking forward to next year already.
John,
looking forward to next year already, yeah.
John, will the same, I mean, presuming the pair, perhaps one of them died, but will the male or the female come back to that same box?
Yeah, they typically will, and I suppose and I remember it was so disappointing for everyone, for Barry in particular, to see that happen. But the good thing about it is that yes, barn owls, they're very site faithful, which means they tend to use the same nest sites year after year. So once you've gone to all the trouble and effort of putting up a nest box, if birds move into it in the first place, there's a very good chance they'll continue to use the nest site, to use the nest box. So in Barry's case, you know, I'd be pretty confident and hopeful that the birds will be back and nesting there again next year.
Good, Barry, that gives you some hope for next year.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. You know, I'm actually looking on the lookout now. I've contacted a few people for a second and maybe third barn owl box that I can put up. You know,
You're like Kalinda, you'll have loads of them everywhere.
I will definitely have two anyway, if not a third one this year. I'll definitely have two anyway.
Ever hopeful. You know. Well, listen, Barry, thank you very much for joining us, and David Walsh there in Laois as well. Dr. John Lusby, there's more details on the Birdwatch Ireland website for any farmers listening, particularly in the west of Ireland where boxes are needed. So go on the site and you'll be able to get a bit of information about how to make them and where best to put them and how you can encourage bank voles and shrews and all the rest on your farm as well.